Writing this song was a very unexpected gift from God. I never planned to write a song or aspired to write a song in my life, but the Lord just gave it to me as I was processing some painful and difficult things. And then he provided Sam to write the accompaniment for it, and it has been amazing to see the Holy Spirit bring it all together in a beautiful way. You'll see I've dedicated it to the Porch family, a dear childhood friend that I grew up with in Indonesia. Passed away suddenly just before Christmas this year, leaving behind a wife and three young children. He was serving the Lord as a missionary back with the same people group that we grew up together with. He was 36 years old, and his death was unexpected and instantaneous, possibly a heart attack. So as I prayed and grieved for the family, I prayed over and over that they would turn to God. You see, through my own personal experiences of grief and pain, as well as those I've walked with other people through, the one thing I've noticed is that we can either turn toward God or away from him as a result of pain and sorrow. Both directions, either toward him or away from him, can be instant or subtle and gradual. And for me, it is sort of a constant turning to him over and over, as grief is something that comes in waves and hits you at different times in different ways. And also, even though we do turn to him, it doesn't mean that everything is instantly better. It just means that he's with us in our grief. So even though this is a heavy song, sort of like a psalm, I trust that it brings hope as it points us to God, even in times of great sorrow and pain. There comes a day you never thought would happen. In agony, you fall down to your knees. There comes a moment that freezes in your memory, and suddenly you glimpse the eternity.
Where do I turn when my whole world stops turning? How do I breathe when I just can't find the air? Why am I numb when everything is hurting and my heart is breaking with a load that I can't bear? We turn to the one who is there when we can't see him, who holds us close in his hands. When we can't hold on anymore, we turn to the one who turns ends into beginnings and ashes into beauty. We turn to you.
Of weeping and of praying, when all of life is blurred by painful tears, there comes a season of waiting in the darkness with silent pain that echoes through the years.
Where do I turn when there's no one left to turn to? How do I cope with a never-ending pain? Why can't I see promised sunshine in the distance while the storm is breaking and I'm lost out in the rain? We turn to the one who is there when we can't see him, who holds us close in his hands. When we can't hold on anymore, we turn to the one who turns ends into beginnings and ashes into beauty. We turn to you.
There comes a day you never thought would happen, when you know the healing has begun. There comes a dawning of hope and joy surprising, and countless gifts of grace to carry on. We turn to the one who turns mourning into dancing and weeping into laughing. We turn to you. We turn to the one who turns ends into beginnings and ashes into beauty.
Liz, that's just so powerful. I wonder if you would take a moment and pray for people among us that might be right where you were when you wrote that. Could you do that? Could you lead us in prayer?
Lord, only you know our hearts and the things that are hard in our life and the deep pain that some of us carry. And I know the only way to walk through it is with you and with you carrying us, Lord. And I know that you've given us a choice in that, and we can choose to turn to you. And sometimes we choose to turn away. And I do pray that each of us would continue to turn to you, even in darkness, even in sorrow, even in pain that seems like our world has ended, but know that you do the impossible and you can bring beauty from ashes and from brokenness, things that are broken. We love you, Lord. Amen.